I just got off the phone with Arjun. I've been talking to him on Skype for the iPhone, which is a really glorious way of talking to your friend on the other side of the world while they're at work without using up any minutes. We had about a 2 to 2.5 hour broken up conversation because, like I said, he's at work and I had to get put on hold a lot, and my phone wasn't always cooperating, and so we'd get little blips and have to go over things again. But in the end, we discussed the comic book as it stands now after he got a chance to read the synopsis. His critiques, his feedback were impeccable. It's going to sound a little bit too romantic for the next minute, or at least very sentimental. But I remember working on stuff with Arjun over the last several years, and specifically even just the kids. Despite the three movies and the couple comics that we tried, the kids 3 years ago was us just chilling out with nothing but inspiration and a desire to work on a comic book, sitting around in the publications office and working our butts off on something that we knew we didn't have time to complete and that we weren't going to pitch. And here we are 3 years later, and the opposite is what's going on. We do have time and we want to pitch. He reads my mind. The synopsis is a synopsis. It's not all of the character development. It's not all the dialogue. It's not even all the foreshadowing. It's none of the imagery. It's none of the composition. You don't know where the layouts are. You don't know where the spreads are. You don't know where the emphasis is in the story. It's just put down what's on each page. Try to come across with the general point of the story and continue moving forward. And that's what I did. I did 150 pages of synopsis. The funny thing is he read it. The questions he had to ask, the things he inferred were spot on. There were questions that needed to be asked. There were things I didn't clarify. But the funny thing is he knew. He knew exactly where I was going with the story. For instance, one of the characters in the story, Neil, is a very, very pivotal character that is very important to the main character because they are opposites, but at the same time, they share a really unique connection, and one that I haven't really seen in a comic book yet. There are a couple exceptions, maybe. They're really close, but not quite the same to what I've done. I can't think of a really good example off the top of my head, which means it's probably not something you've seen before. Arjun fell in love with that character. He, in fact, even knew exactly what I was trying to convey, even though at one point I just said Neil is disgusted. I don't say why he's disgusted. I don't say the big reveal of the scene. I don't say why the emotions are a giant gamut that are going to be pounding the reader. It's just something that he, reading the character, knowing the book, and knowing me, knew exactly what I was going for. That kind of camaraderie and cooperation is unfounded in so many people. I can't even tell you how wonderful it is to have somebody just read it, let alone know exactly where I'm going with it. So it was a really productive phone call. We basically reaffirmed that we're in this for the long haul, whether Dark Horse takes it or somebody else, whether we self-publish or we just hold on to it until we've made it in some other venue and we can come back. Things are looking really, really good. I was surprised when he originally told me he had some critiques. I was really worried he hated it, or my giant double switch ending was too much or unbelievable or blah, 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 blah. Whatever thousands of doubts that could run through your head about something you create. But the funny thing is he just wanted to clarify things. He just wanted to have some instance of getting beyond what happens on the page, but why it happens on the page, and how I was trying to create this, because everything you read, everything you experience has, whatever you're experiencing, but also the aura around it. What I like to call the atmosphere. The ambience in a room when you go into it, when it's, well designed. When you listen to music, it's not necessarily the music you're literally hearing, it's the way the music makes you feel and whole. He wanted to know where my head was at, where that ambience lay, where the atmosphere in the comic was. Is this a funny scene? Is this something that's supposed to make the reader relate? Is this, it's almost the meta narrative that he